This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful. The health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Call Dr. Bob now and ask your health-related question. Toll free 888-553-7262. That's 888-55-DR-BOB.
It's my privilege and honor to be with you today. Long ago, I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm. It feels fabulous. It feels awesome to participate in a radio forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally and well people to stay that way. Welcome. Or welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I thank you for tuning into the show today. Now, our programming is going to change this hour slightly. As many of you know who are regular listeners to this show, during the last hour, the third hour of the show, we have three special features. The health alternative of the week, the health outrage of the week, and the health mystery. We have moved the health alternative to the preceding hour, last hour, if you're just tuning in. So if you miss something, there it is. It's on podcast, however, and you can hear it again on demand on my website in the podcast library. And the website address is drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. I have, in the past, talked about the topic of suicide. Not often. I've been a radio broadcaster now for, oh gosh, it's really dating myself, probably close to 40 years. And this is a topic that I, of course, know about it. Have had plenty of exposure to it. When you treat 30,000 patients, you come across people and families who are in the midst of and burning down as a result of somebody in the family committing suicide. So it happens. And the awareness of this tragic problem of suicide in America, as many of you already know, was heightened this last week by the deaths of Kate Spade. I didn't know who she was. Businesswoman, fashion designer, age 55. And somebody that I did know of, that I absolutely enjoyed watching on a weekly basis, Anthony Bourdain, author, celebrity chef, host of Parts Unknown over on CNN. Both of these individuals committed suicide by hanging themselves. Same as the iconic comedian and actor Robin Williams, back in 2014, age 63. Look at how close these people are in their age. Kate Spade, 55. Anthony Bourdain, 61. Robin Williams, 63. These people were highly successful by many measures. And some people believe, oh, I'll be so happy. I will never have a care in the world if I just have all the worldly goods that I need. Lots of money, big homes, big cars. A big bank account, that'll do it for me. You're learning, not so much. And some would say they had it all. They had fame, they had fortune, notoriety. They were rock stars in their own rights. So many unanswered questions, ladies and gentlemen. Answers we often never learn. But why death by suicide? Why would they kill themselves? Why would any person take his or her own life? Why? All three of these individuals were parents. All three had extended families. It's hard for me personally to imagine what would compel anybody to take their own life. But then again, I'll never know what was going on inside of their hearts, their minds, the pain, the suffrage they must have been experiencing to do such a thing. The most common cause of suicide is depression. Depression is mainly caused by things like alcoholism, terminal illnesses, substance abuse, heartbreak, financial difficulties, relationship problems, prescription medical drugs, some perceived or real failure in life or bullying. Of course, mental illness compels people to take their own lives. That's what suicide is about. That's the end. I guess that's what they perceive as relief of their pain and their suffrage. Somewhere between, what, well, I read 35,000 and 45,000 people commit suicide each year here in the U.S., and it's rising rapidly. Could suicide have anything to do with where a person lives, where they reside? Well, you figure it out. Here's the top 10 states with the highest suicide rate. Starting at number 10, South Dakota. Number 9, Colorado. 8, Oklahoma. 7, Nevada. Number 6, Idaho. 5, Utah. New Mexico comes in at number 4. Wyoming, 3. Alaska, number 2. And the number 1 state, from the data that I have, of committing suicide per 1,000 people, the state of Montana. What do they have in common? It's hard to say. Don't know if it has anything to do with it. Is it their astrological sign? What is it? And the states with the lowest rates of suicide include Texas, coming in at 10, 9, Nebraska, California, 8, Illinois, 7, Maryland, 6, Connecticut, 5, Massachusetts, 4, New York, 3, New Jersey, 2, and the District of Columbia, D.C., number 1, with the lowest rates of suicide. Do they have anything in common? I don't know. Maybe we should find out. And according to the CDC, 25%, there's been a 25% rise in American suicides, people in America, U.S. suicides, since 1999. They measured it between 1999 and 2016. 25% rise. That is huge. 49 states in America saw significant increases in suicide rates during this time period. Only one singular state did not see a rise in suicide. Can you guess which state that was that didn't see the rise in suicide over that period of time, 17 years between 1999 and 2017? Which state? Darren, can you guess this? Which state? Darren is the co-pilot of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. He does all the heavy lifting. Can you, Darren, guess the state there was no rise in suicide in this time period?
I'm going to say Hawaii.
Take a stab at it.
Hawaii.
You would be wrong.
Really?
And here's something that's going to surprise people. The state of Nevada.
Wow.
Sin City. No rise in suicide between 1999 and 2016. So maybe all that adulation and entertainment is the, you know, some of the key. I don't know. I'm just stating things that you may not have heard about anywhere else. I want you to contemplate this and never think about committing suicide. And know that there are other ways to manage problems other than taking one's own life. But then again, I'm not in the head of somebody who entertains those thoughts. Additionally, over half of states saw an increase of over 30% over the past two decades. And get this. North Dakota and Vermont saw an increase in suicide over the last 17 years approaching or topping 50% increase. What is wrong? I wonder if and what extent the opioid crisis is playing, in this role. Since we learned that life expectancy over the last 3 years has gone down as a result of opioid drugs being prescribed unnecessarily by doctors. 4 out of 5 people get started on them in doctor's offices or in hospitals and become hooked and eventually die. A lot of them, in large part, due to this opioid crisis. I just wonder if it has something to do with this. If these people that are committing suicide have been touched by opioids or some other psychotropic or pharmaceutical drug to treat some type of depression, anxiety, or some other mental disorder. And that would be the possibility of what sets this whole thing in motion. Screwing up or messing with Mother Nature and a person's brain chemistry by trying to modulate it and going into an area we know little or nothing about. We're going to get back into this when we come back from this break. You won't want to miss the next segment talking about suicide in America. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we'll be right back.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You raise me up so I can stand on now.
Here's your prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
When I am on your shoulder, you raise.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. I appreciate you spreading the word about this show to others who can listen in and benefit by it, hopefully. This segment of the show, we're talking about suicide in America. Now, I presented a lot of information. We're going to continue on with this topic, which is not my favorite topic, that's for sure. In fact, I think just deep down, subconsciously, I've avoided it because it is such a downer. I don't want to think about it. I want to be on a positive note, but it necessitates that I tackle this topic today because there's a lot of missing information that I'm not hearing about in the mainstream media. We continue on. As I mentioned, as we were going into the break, I wonder to what extent the opioid crisis is paralleling this and the amount of the prescribing of psychotropic medical drugs for everything that moves. Doctor, I feel sad. I feel blue today. A drug comes out. We don't know. We do know that 4 out of 5 people receive their first exposure to opioid drugs in MD offices and hospitals. So the genesis of how Americans get their first taste of the brain buzz or heroin-like drugs is in a medical doctor's office or a dental practice. That's the office setting, most of which is unnecessary and shouldn't happen. But it does. Some is very necessary, and when used appropriately, it's efficacious. But it'll continue to happen until we as a society collectively face or try to fix this problem, if it's fixable. It's a big, complex, multifactorial situation and topic, no question about it. It's not going away anytime soon. And the body count, unfortunately, will continue to rise. In 2017, for example, we lost 62,000 people dead from opioid drugs. Opioids could kill nearly 500,000 people in the U.S. by the next decade alone. And in my mind, in my opinion, medical schools need to change the way they train doctors, and MDs practice medicine. They must hear warnings. They must get the warnings about overprescribing or even prescribing or face licensure revocation or jail if they prescribe this class of drugs to people before they refer their patients out to other healthcare practitioners who can treat pain situations in a non-drug way that are licensed, regulated, safe, and effective. They don't do that, though, because it's a monopoly profession, mostly. Not all doctors. Some doctors do this, but most in general don't do it. At least that's been my experience. And a great deal of the opioid crisis could be helped by training or retraining these doctors to refer. It's that simple. And I'm talking about referring to such other forms of healthcare practitioners who have gone through extensive training and have been licensed and gone through the same sort of thing except a different focus on practice, like acupuncturists, chiropractic physicians, naturopathic physicians, homeopathic physicians, mind-body medicine specialists, PTs, massage therapists, lifestyle medicine doctors, and on and on and on. But doctors don't do that. They want to keep it in the same shop. They want to monopolize it because they know these people may get well and they may not come back. They'll lose a source of revenue. It happens, folks. Don't kid yourself. Nobody knows for sure why the rates of suicide are increasing essentially across the board, across virtually all states except the state of Nevada, and for both males and females. Suicide rates are going up in a dramatic way due to many factors. When widespread issues like this arise, it's usually multifactorial. It has to be. Otherwise, we would have solved it by now. There's rarely a single vector or a cause of these kinds of things. However, I suspect we will one day learn or look back. I don't have proof of this today, but I think that suicide rates are rising in large part because of the following. Psychotropic prescription drugs for depression are handed out like candy. For anxiety, candy. Any other mood disorder that anybody describes in a doctor's office, what do they get? They get a prescription drug. Prescription drugs are more prescribed today than any time in history, and yet we have an increasing problem with suicide and other mental health problems. Is it really working? Is this approach really working? It seems like we have more mental health issues today than ever before. And if people complain about feeling sad or blue or anxious, or they have a bad hair day, for God's sake, they get a drug prescribed by a medical doctor. That's what they get. They get a mind-altering drug most of the time that we know little or nothing about, that there's no test that you can do on those people to actually say they need that drug. No x-ray, no blood test, no nothing. They just get a mind-altering drug. How is that any different from recreational drugs when you get right down to it? We are a nation of people taking an ever-increasing amount of mind-numbing, mind-altering pharmaceuticals that mess with your brain in ways we have no way of fully understanding, because we are uniquely all different. What even is more mysterious is about half of the people who commit suicide had no known medical condition. This is a subset of people suffering silently, keeping their mental anguish, pain, depression, anxiety, and demons to themselves. Will we someday learn that the technologies, perhaps, like text messaging, emails, cell phones, social media we all enjoy today, are often the cause of something else? Maybe making our lives easier and faster and more furious and more exhilarating, but creating more distance between families and between human beings, our loved ones, our friends, distancing ourselves with all the technologies. Are the rising rates of suicide related to the breakdown in the family unit? Is there a correlation with less people attending church or religious services and the rising rates of suicide? I ask you. And that is a very loaded question, because it's complicated. Now, Darren, did you say you had something to offer here related to suicide? You said you looked something up?
I did. I thought it was really odd how many of these celebrities took their lives by hangings. And there were quite a few, especially in the last few years.
You're right. Kate Spade, right. She hung herself. Anthony Bourdain, he hung himself. Robin Williams, he hung himself. Who else hung themselves?
Yeah, David Carradine. Remember the actor from Kung Fu?
Kung Fu, yeah.
Ray Combs, who was the host of Family Feud after Richard Dawson took over.
Right.
He hung himself. Chris Cornell, a very good singer from the rock band Soundgarden, he hung himself. Chad Bennington, a year later from Linkin Park, the lead singer, he hung himself.
Jeez.
And then Michael Hutchins of INXS, back in the 90s, he hung himself. This is horrible.
It is horrible. The more questions I ponder, the more I wonder what is going on.
Any idea why they would go to hanging as a way to end their lives?
I can't even. I don't know. It's who knows? Maybe it's because they saw it in the Western movies as a young child. People hanging from trees. I don't know. It's anybody's guess. Maybe they think suffocation is the way to go. Maybe they think they deserve to be choked to death. I don't know. It's a vicious scourge facing our nation. I guess time will tell, hopefully. Let's pray we find the answer soon. We really need to. And we need to focus on this. Now, I'm going to have some finishing comments when we come back from the next break. And then finish that out with the health outrage of the week. And I know there are people right now who are on hold. And I'm going to try to get to your calls. John, Key West, Florida. Linda, St. George, Utah. Joe in Salem, Arkansas. You stay there. Stay on hold. And I'm going to try to get to your calls before the end of the hour. And I apologize for the wait. But I just feel compelled to discuss this topic today and get it off my chest. I hope it helps you, too. You're listening to The Dr. Bob.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Pro 3374.
But everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. Where are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
And welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and I thank you for tuning into the program. If what you're hearing me talking about today, suicide in America, if there's somebody in your life that you believe could benefit by hearing this conversation and they're not listening right now, this will be available in available on demand via a podcast, which is a rebroadcast of this material on my website come Tuesday. And you can access that through my website at drbob.com, drbob.com. Now, in just a little bit, and in addition to those individuals that we named, all the individuals for, that Darren named, and also what I named, Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, Robin Williams, I'm going to tell you about a friend of the family who also committed suicide this last week, tragically enough. Also coming up is the health outrage of the week, and then we'll get back to your phone calls and questions. First this, though, ladies and gentlemen, sure, you could go out and you could save your money and have surgery to try to look younger and literally pull your face behind your ears and go through that drill and risk of looking like somebody that is not you. And then you're kicking yourself for doing it. But why on earth would you do that? Listen to what Joanne from the state of Connecticut has to say about looking younger using something safe and natural that works called GenuCell. She says, and I quote, she sends this into the company that distributes GenuCell. She says, my husband looks 10 years younger using GenuCell. He saw results in the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Close quote. She's talking about Genucel. Now imagine if you have bags and puffiness under your eyes gone as a result of applying topically this cream just under your eyes. It's greaseless. It's odorless. You just apply it to the skin under your eyes and the bags and puffiness are gone. You look a lot younger. You're basically peeling years off your appearance. Genucel by Chamade is an easy choice. Genucel contains natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne and her husband in as little as 12 hours, or you get your money back guaranteed. And right now is a perfect time to try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, saggy eyes, which also makes you look older. That's free with your order of Genucel today. So you get the Genucel and you get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free with it, with your order of Genucel. All you have to do, and it's guaranteed, you call this toll-free number to order it. Operators are standing by. Take advantage of it while supplies last. 800-543-6596 for Genucel. 800-543-6596. If you call now, they'll also give you express shipping. It's also free. 1-800-543-6596 for Genucel. 800-543-6596 for Genucel. Now we continue on with the topic of suicide in America. I would be remiss if I didn't provide a resource for people who have contemplated suicidal thoughts or suicide ideation. Or maybe you suspect somebody close to you, a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, is troubled to the point of considering ending their life by committing suicide. Their behavior's changed, and you notice this, or they've discussed it with you. Here's a resource telephone number, a suicide hotline, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Please write it down, if need be, providing help to those in suicidal crisis or some emotional distress. It's available 24 hours. It's free of charge. Here it is, 800-273-8255. 800-273-8255 for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. 800-273-8255. Now, if you say, okay, so I know somebody who's depressed. I know somebody who's got mood problems. I know they're anxious. Look, there are many ways you can intercede on helping people to have a healthier mood and not feel depressed and not feel anxious so that they don't enter into or contemplate the process of suicide. Like, we know that people who exercise more often are less prone to be depressed and anxious and less likely to commit suicide. People who get regular sunlight, people who have family and social support and avoid substance abuse. Maybe they give community services. They have a positive mental attitude. They read and associate themselves with positive people. They read positive, uplifting books. They eat healthy food or take nutritional supplements. There's plenty of those that help mild to moderate depression and anxiety. They take more vacations. Finding a purpose in life. Getting a pet. And staying engaged in this God-gifted experience we call life. The meaning of life, to love and to be loved. It's what it's all about, folks. It really is. All right, now we go next to the health outrage of the week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. It's time for the health outrage. Because it's nothing but...
It's outrageous. Of course it is. The definition of suicide is the act or an instance of taking one's own life voluntarily and intentionally. That's the definition of suicide. And I would encourage you to despise suicide, loathe suicide, hate suicide. Enough said. That's the health outrage of the week. All right, we carry on. We continue on. Let's get back to something positive, like helping sick people get well naturally. And on the line and waiting very patiently for a ton of time, we've got to give him credit. They probably have a cauliflower ear, and I apologize for that. John, way down in Key West, Florida, I welcome you to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Hello, John.
Hey, Dr. Bob, thank you for everything that you do. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure the rest of the country does as well. My problem is, for the past year, I've been having slight hearing loss, but very loud tinnitus, only in one ear, my right ear. Been to doctors, been to the audiologist, been to the ENT. Basically, what they've told me is a hearing aid with a masker. And the weird thing about this condition is that my tinnitus will go for 3 days, and it's very loud, high-pitched sound. I'll go to sleep, I'll wake up, and it's gone. That will last for about 2 days. I'll go to sleep, wake up, and the tinnitus is back. And just very frustrated and wondering if you can give me some suggestions.
I absolutely can. You are a very nice person, John, and I'm going to give you the give you some information. It looks like we're coming up on a break, and I don't want to just push this at you so quickly that you don't get the full effect of it to help yourself out. I used to lecture on this. I even helped in the development of a product for this. I'll tell you about it. I'm no longer involved with the company who sells it, but I'll still tell you about it because it still works and it's helped a lot of other people. So be prepared to write something down. We're coming right back. I'm Dr. Bob. Are you trying to lose weight but afraid of feeling deprived? Are you trying to kick the sugar habit but love sweets? Dr. Bob here to tell you all about Boo Foods, a company that makes delicious, healthy protein bars and cookies. Great people making a difference by helping people eat less sugar. And who doesn't want to eat less sugar? Boo Foods won't use cane sugar, sucralose, artificial sweeteners, or soy, and they're gluten-free. Order the food that this doctor eats and get 20% off Boo Weight Loss Bundle. Protein bars and cookies, mouth-watering chocolate, nut butter, and caramel flavors to satisfy your cravings, and you still lose weight. Call 855-660-3374. That's 855-660-3374 or boofoods.com/Dr. Bob. That's B as in Bob, H-U foods.com/Dr. Bob. At checkout, use the code Dr. Bob, that's D-R-B-O-B, and get 20% off your bars and cookies. Order now and get free shipping too. boofoods.com/Dr. Bob or 855-660-3374.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Could the deadliest flu in years have been avoided? The flu vaccine surely didn't do the job. Luckily, there's a simple solution. We need to keep our immune system strong. That's why so many people in Japan and now in the U.S. turn to AHCC. AHCC is a patented extract from Japanese medicinal mushrooms. It's uniquely rich in compounds called alpha-glucans, which touch our gut receptors and tell our immune systems to wake up and smell the fire. AHCC ensures that our immune system operates at full alert no matter the season. Why trust AHCC? Because it's the most researched specialty immune supplement on the planet, supported by more than 30 human clinical studies and 80 papers in prestigious research journals. Try AHCC from Quality of Life at buyahcc.com. Enter the code DOCTOR at checkout for an additional 10% off. That's buyahcc.com, code DOCTOR.
374. Check out
out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
And I welcome you back to the program. My producer, executive director of the show, Darren, reminded me that I blew right past something, probably on purpose, subconsciously avoiding it, that I mentioned. We had a person that we know, friend of the family. This family lived in our same subdivision. The brother of this family member was in my house, literally grew up in my house from time to time, because he and my middle son are great friends. And of course I met the older brother a number of times. Dad is a doctor down the street. And this last week he committed suicide. He committed suicide. He had back surgery. He had low back surgery and was in so much pain as a result of the surgery, and they had him on, of course, opioids, and he decided to take his life and overdosed on opioids, sadly enough. And I feel so bad, and my condolences go out to the family if they're listening. It's just a tragic situation altogether, and it happens so often. All right, now back to John in Key West, Florida. He's got hearing loss and some tinnitus, intermittent ringing in the ears, sound in the ears. As I mentioned earlier, I lectured on this around the country. I helped develop a product that works, but it's not a panacea. Nothing is. It's kind of a mysterious condition, ringing in the ears. But, John, one thing to know, the intermittentness is good. That means it's even more positive than somebody who says they have it 24/7, 365, and haven't had it for years and years and years. You have a chance of getting better on this one. Find out what sets it off. There are certain foods that can mess up ringing in the ears and make it worse, like things that have monosodium glutamate, which is a flavor enhancer, preservative. NutraSweet, soda pops with aspartame and NutraSweet in. Stay completely away from any of that stuff. Aspirin, ibuprofen, and 248 other drugs can make ringing in the ears worse. I would also encourage you to get food allergy tested or food intolerance tested, because some of the foods you may be eating may be creating an allergic reaction, low grade, enough of a swelling to impact a weak area of your inner ear, the cochlea of the inner ear. So check that out, a food intolerance blood test, and then you can eliminate that. There's a product called Ring Stop by Natural Care Products. It's a combination of herbs and homeopathic remedies that I developed for a company years ago. I don't have anything to do with them anymore, but it's still a good product by Natural Care Products. Ring Stop. Take that for at least 90 days as prescribed on the box. I would love to hear back from you, my friend. And also try acupuncture and chiropractic. Both of them have helped people with ringing in the ears. Acupuncture, chiropractic, Ring Stop. Look at all the food allergies possibility and certain drugs that can be taken that can also set this off. Thank you again, John, for your kind comments, and I wish you well. Next up, we say hello to Linda in St. George, Utah. Welcome to the program, Linda. Hello.
Hello. Hi there. I wanted to ask you, I have tried, I don't know how many diets and different things. I have the upper belly fat, but I've had 13 children. I don't eat dairy. I don't eat red meat. I eat fruits and vegetables. I do the intermittent fasting. I don't drink alcohol or soft drinks or mm-hmm. sugar. I walk a mile and a half a day, and I do yoga. And I still mm-hmm. can't get rid of that upper belly fat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you drink orange juice?
No.
Any fruit juices at all?
No.
You're an exception to the rule. Okay. So in that case, it probably has to do with core muscle toning in that specific area that was stretched out due to the babies. I would find a trainer or an exercise physiologist to get with that can put you through resistance core training, and it may take 3 or 4 months to do this, Linda. Because it's not an easy problem that you have. Since you're on such a good diet and everything's well, it's most likely that tissue just needs to get toned and strengthened from the inside out. And there's specific exercises you may do, even though you have to do whole body exercises as well. That's the best I can do. All right, next up, excuse me, we say hello to Joe in Salem, Arkansas. Welcome to the program, Joe, and I appreciate your patience in waiting, sir.
No problem.
problem, Dr. Bob. Hey, I thank you for this talk on suicide. It's necessary. You have a way of planting seed for thought, I'll tell you, on subject matter. I suspect that, before I get to my question here, I suspect that this high-end suicide rate by asphyxiation might be some type of a spiritual problem. But anyway, I'm going to do some research and find out why they're all hanging themselves.
Okay, I wish you would.
And also, like you say, I've got a GP family doctor here in Salem that we all like him, but he hands out way too much dope. And he got upset after after the wound clinic rebuilt my leg, got off antibiotics, got off of opioids, and then I quit the Plavix. I said, hey, I don't need it. I'm moving around now. And I want to get off of furosemide and spironolactone. Now, I've been told the first furosemide is the diuretic to help keep the swelling down, and the other is the heart pill. Now, can I get off of those?
Well, if you do, it has to be done very carefully, Joe, under supervision and with some other mechanism in place that doesn't spike your blood pressure. You need to measure that blood pressure on a regular basis. Maybe you need to take a Press Assure or take some other herbal diuretic like Yuva Ursi or juniper berries, because you are on a diuretic. One of those is a diuretic, and maybe you can supplant that. Or and combination of hawthorn berries and coenzyme Q10. Get with a functional medicine doctor who's trained in holistic medicine. That's your best bet. But don't do this on your own and don't stop abruptly. Joe, thank you for your comment and your phone call. I'm Dr. It's estimated that every day in the U.S., more than 85 million adults take supplements to improve their overall health. However, the same 85 million adults may not be certain their supplements are working. And in fact, they may not even know what they contain. Restore Me. Daily supplements have redefined quality, and they want you to know exactly what you are taking and why. Blended with biologically active ingredients, Restore Me supplements can be easily absorbed by the body while delivering powerful B vitamins that support immune health, memory function, and can even aid in the prevention of cancer. Take a look inside Restore Me supplements and become one of their many loyal customers who trust the Restore Me brand to deliver only the highest quality ingredients and customer care. To order Restore Me, call 888-673-3776. That's 888-673-3776. That's 888-673-3776 or online at Amazon or buyrestoreme.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are the lovable.
Join Dr. Bob on Facebook today. Friend him at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning in. We're winding down this hour. Here's an article I'm looking at. Traditional cancer treatments cause inflammation, promoting aggressive tumor growth, according to a new study. Now, yet another study published in a confirming journal, the study conducted by the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine, found that dead and dying cancer cells created by chemotherapy trigger inflammation, which in turn promotes aggressive tumor growth. So if you think the only game in town for cancer is chemotherapy, think again. And I would contact, if I were you, or encourage others you know that have had a cancer diagnosis, to contact the physicians at Sunridge Medical Center and learn about advanced alternative cancer therapies. After all, they are America's premier center for alternative medicine. Check them out online at sunridgemedical.com, sunridgemedical.com, or call them and have a conversation with them. Or cancer, or some other serious condition you may be suffering from or know somebody who is. 800-923-7404, 800-923-7404, or sunridgemedical.com. It's time now for the health mystery of the week. Your sense of smell disappears when you're distracted or busy, scientists discover for the first time. If you've ever burned your dinner after getting distracted, then this research will make a lot of sense. Scientists have found that you can temporarily lose your sense of smell when your attention is diverted. Researchers say it is the first time that the condition in attentional smell blindness or inattentional anosmia has been proven in an experiment, mysterious as it is. Now, I got to apologize because there was other things I wanted to talk about. Show, but this whole segment of suicide has caused a major crunch on our time. Let me just say this. A couple other things I wanted to mention. Having more than two children can significantly damage the heart of women. Having five or more children can raise the risk of heart attack by 40%. What's that mean? What's the purpose of me telling you that? It means if you've had children more than two or greater, then you need to work harder on your heart health, not smoke cigarettes, get more exercise, stay away from saturated fats as much as you can, and do the healthy lifestyle. Second article had to do with 10 million Americans taking the wrong dosages of statins, aspirin, and high blood pressure medications. And I don't have time to get into this, but it had to do with something called the Poole-Cohart equations, where they figure out what dosages. This was developed back in the late 1940s. If you're on any of that, see a pharmacist and get updated, or your own doctor. Ask them about this, and hopefully you'll get on the right dosage if you are on medications. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much for tuning into the show today. I wish you well. Make it a healthy week and a healthy day. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be well.
This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.